Good morning. This is Carol Fry, and today we are reviewing Friday the 13th. Why do people pay money to be frightened by scary movies? It's a hard question. So I decided to ask my invisible friend, Dr. Freud, about it. I said, Dr. Freud, here's this movie called Friday the 13th that just grossed, and maybe the word gross is appropriate, $43.6 million in the U.S. in its first week and $66.4 million worldwide. It's sure to crack $150 million and more when DVD sales are included, and it cost only $14 million to make, most of which must have been spent on fake blood and assorted fake body parts. Why do so many people fork over $8 or $10 plus concessions to see a movie that has no merit but to make you feel vicarious fear? Well, well, Professor Fry, he replied. Could it be about the mother? Well, Sigmund always blames the mother first, but in Friday the 13th, the mother has an important part to play. Actually, the Friday the 13th franchise owes its existence to John Carpenter's 1978 film Halloween. It was a cheaply made movie with only a couple of name actors, but for a B-movie, Halloween was an innovative horror film. It made a ton of money and kicked off a franchise of sequels. Good idea, thought Paramount Studios, and they begot the first Friday the 13th 2 years later, modeled on Halloween. Many other slasher franchises followed. Carpenter invented the slasher formula for Halloween, and all of his cousins follow it slavishly. A group of high school or college students, those are the target audience after all, are in some kind of house or other limited area where a slasher kills them off in Ten Little Indians fashion. Poetic justice reigns. Those who drink, do drugs, or have sex get slashed first, usually in order of the frequency and nature of their transgressions. And a mad slasher has semi-supernatural powers. He's impervious to harm, it seems, but that's necessary so he can disappear or seem to be dead at the fade but come back in the next sequel. He's also usually masked, which somehow makes him scarier. So it goes in this latest incarnation of Friday the 13th. In a little prologue, we see events from the first film at Camp Crystal Lake, with Jason's mommy killing a gaggle of counselors, then being killed herself and admonishing her son, presumably from her place in hell, to kill as many people as possible. Dutiful son that he is, Jason obeys his mommy, my son, the slasher. The prologue is set in 1980, so we flash forward to Crystal Lake again in the present with a group of college students, three girls and four boys, partying at a luxurious lake cottage owned by the parents of spoiled rich kid Trent. Then nice guy Clay Miller shows up on his motorcycle looking for his sister who had disappeared. Well, we know that because we saw Jason get her earlier. Trent is arrogant and snotty. The girls at the cottage are sluttish, and the guys are constantly drunk or stoned. So we know they're doomed, for sure. And so it goes. Jason knocks them off one by one in various hyper-violent, super-gory ways. Clay eventually finds his sister, who's still alive, because she has a locket around her neck that she found in his digs with, guess what, a picture of Jason's mother. See, my invisible friend Dr. Freud was right. It really is about their mother. You can't apply the usual critical principles to a film like Friday the 13th. The events are wildly improbable. Why has no one ever found Jason's hideout when it seems to be in plain sight? How did all those tunnels come to be under it? The performances are just above amateur. The girls are better candidates as Playmate of the Month than actresses. And on and on. If we judge Friday the 13th by the usual standards, it's about a 1 star out of 5. But it has good production values, and those who like this kind of film would probably give it 4 stars. They'll certainly get no surprises. You can't kill Jason. You can shoot him, drop him from great heights, or run his head through a wood chipper. But he's like my 1995 Timex. He takes a licking and keeps on ticking. So this was the 12th Friday the 13th, and it was released on Friday the 13th of February this year. So I'll go out on a limb here and predict a 13th Friday the 13th released on Friday the 13th in August 2010. You heard it first on KXCV.